आप हैं SBS हिंदी के साथ। आपका समुदाय, आपकी बातें, SBS हिंदी। दोस्तों, आप देख रहे हैं कि कोरोना वायरस की महामारी में हर तरह से हमारे समुदाय के लोग किसी न किसी प्रकार मदद कर रहे हैं। कोई लोग खाना पका के वितरित कर रहे हैं, तो कोई लोग ग्रोसरीज दे रहे हैं। लेकिन आपको जानकर खुशी होगी और बड़ा गर्व भी होगा कि मुथु विग्नेश वेलयप्पन ने, जो कि इंजीनियरिंग मोनाश यूनिवर्सिटी में PhD के स्टूडेंट हैं, उन्होंने एक सेफ्टी की का आविष्कार किया है। ही हैज़ इन्वेंटेड अ सेफ्टी की। तो आइए आपकी मुलाकात मैं करवाती हूँ मुथु विग्नेश वेलयप्पन के साथ, जो वैसे भी अवार्ड विनर रह चुके हैं 2018 में ऑडियंस चॉइस अवार्ड एट अ नेशनल साइंस कम्युनिकेशन कॉन्टेस्ट फेम लैब में भी जीत कर आए हैं। तो नमस्ते मुत्तू जी।
नमस्ते मैडम।
ये बताइए, टेल मी नाउ, लॉट ऑफ पीपल आर डूइंग अ लॉट ऑफ गुड सर्विस ड्यूरिंग दिस पैंडेमिक ऑफ द कोरोना वायरस। सम पीपल आर डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग फूड, अदर्स आर डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग ग्रोसरीज, सम आर मेकिंग सैनिटाइजर्स। व्हाट मेड यू थिंक ऑफ कमिंग अप विद द सेफ्टी की, प्लीज?
Oh yeah. A month ago, so I came across a viral video of some people's like end of face spitting in their hand, and they deliberately contaminate the lift knobs, the lift buttons, and the doors, the door handles as well. So when I saw that, I thought it'd be a good idea to have something to protect ourselves from being touching those surfaces. Mm-hmm. And then I just came across an article as well, in which they have said that the coronavirus can stay for up to 9 days on surfaces like metals or plastics.
9 days?
Yeah, it can stay. Ooh. Yeah. So 9 days is really long.
Yeah.
So I just thought, like, how can we minimize?
Sure.
So the contact with these metal knobs
and doors. So now, tell me about this safety key. What is it like? What does it do?
This is actually designed. So what I did is, like, I just designed a model and then 3D printed it. And after 3D printing this, I just tested with the different door knobs at my university. So it just worked out well. And then I did a 30 copies of it. Uh-huh. And then I just distributed among the staff and the students there at Monash.
Uh-huh.
And very recently, like I think 4 or 5 days ago, I've made around 10 copies and gave it to a hospital nearby.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's really good service. Now, so tell me, like, obviously you told us that this key helps you to avoid contact with doorknobs. So is it shaped only for round circular doorknobs? Like the studio I'm sitting in right now has an L-shaped handle to the door. Would the key help any type of handles on the doors?
It usually helps the L-shaped one, actually. I didn't focus on making the round round doorknob because usually the possibility of getting contamination is very high.
Yeah.
In the common areas, like, for example, in a mall or, those kind of areas where they don't have the round-shaped doorknobs.
Sure.
They have this L more, yeah.
So this key helps all kinds of door handles or doorknobs?
Yes, like most of the door knobs, which is available in the common areas.
Mm-hmm.
For example, in our houses and all, like, we have a round door knob, right?
Sure.
So it doesn't fit there. It doesn't work for that. But in other doors, like, for example, in the public places, we can use this, actually.
All right. That's wonderful. And how long did it take you to make this?
It took around 3 weeks, actually, for me to make this.
Okay.
So I just designed and then 3D printed and then tested. I've been repeating it.
Okay. So what material is it made out of, and how big is this key, and how light or how heavy is it?
It is very light, and its size is smaller than our mobile phone size.
Okay.
So that Yeah, so that we can, it is, so that it is portable.
Yeah.
And the thickness is around 2 centimeters, same as our mobile phone actually.
Oh, that's easy. Yeah. So people can easily put it, slip it into their pocket when they're going out for shopping or even on lift doors, will it help?
Yes, yes. Actually, this tool helps us to avoid contact in most of the areas. Mm-hmm. For example, we can even use this tool in ATM buttons. We don't have to touch the ATM buttons.
Okay.
We can use it. Yeah, we can use it for lift buttons and we can use it for opening the doors. And for example, even if you're going to a common restroom or anything, you have to press the flush.
Yeah.
You can use the tool to press the flush.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, even for dryers and like the hand dryers, you can use that. So it really helps you at most of the places where you can avoid touching things.
Absolutely. It sounds fascinating because it has its multi-purpose, you know, not just for doors, doorknobs, but really multi-purpose for people who are going out for shopping or essential workers, you know. So what response have you got? Like you gave it to some people in the Monash University and at a hospital. What do people say about it?
Yeah, most of them are very happy with it. And I got some constructive feedback, like, for example, from one of the health workers. What they said is, like, what will happen if I enter into a room using this key? And after entering, she has some work, so where she can keep this key? Like, she can't keep it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
She can't even put it in her pocket. So what I've suggested is, like, this key, you can use it for navigating through. For example, you start at one place and you end up in, you have to go past 4 or 5 doors.
Mm-hmm.
And at the last destination, you just give a quick wash or a quick clean on the edges or the grooves of the tool,
mm-hmm.
which comes in contact.
It's reusable.
Yeah,
it's all
reusable.
The time.
So, yeah, you can, for example, rather than sanitizing a whole hand,
mm-hmm.
you can just sanitize the part of the tool which was in contact with the door. So it's very easy to do that. And then you can put it in your pocket.
That's interesting. And have you thought of patenting your idea or your product?
I didn't have this thought of patenting even in the first place, because patenting, if I apply for patent, it might take me 3 months, 2 to 3 months. So what I thought is, it is like need of a heart.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought of going with the public directly rather than going for a patent.
That's
so
very nice.
It can help. Yeah, so that can help me.
That's very kind of you. You're thinking more of humanity than patenting a product that you have invented. What's in the pipeline? Anything else related to coronavirus that you'll be inventing soon?
Thank you. And as of now, I just have an idea. Like this tool, like we cannot use it for the trolley handles.
Huh.
So that is the only missing part with this tool, because you can use it for multiple purposes. So I was just thinking maybe I'll modify this a bit larger so that we can even use it for trolley tools. So it becomes really kind of
multi-purpose. You know, so tell us about it when you progress even further with it. And hearty congratulations on this invention, and especially because you're helping others and giving it out free, your idea. You're also teaching people how to make it, I believe.
Yes, yes. We can 3D print this tool. So I have the design. So anyone who is interested to have this design, anyone who is having 3D printers as well, you could just send me a quick mail. I'll just send you the file which you can 3D print. I've been sending it through to my friends even in USA.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of my friends are there in US and they have a 3D printer with them. So I just send the files to them so that they could 3D print and spread it over that, because in US the number of cases are
absolutely
kind of,
it's disastrous.
Expanding a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks again and congrats.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, and thank you for the opportunity for spreading the word.
Like kare, share kare ya comment kare. SBS Hindi ko Facebook par follow kare.